As the healthcare debate continues in Washington, Democrats in New York are sounding the alarm about what the Republican plan could mean for the state. This evening in Hudson, the Capital Region Expert Panel on the AHCA will hold a meeting to hear public opinions about healthcare and what might happen in New York if the Republican plan does become the law of the land. Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul has been watching the healthcare debate for the Cuomo administration and spoke with WAMC about tonight's meeting.
Well, what we're trying to do is solicit information from stakeholders in the community about the impact of the repeal of the Affordable Care Act and the far more egregious version of the Senate bill, which is unbelievably even worse than what we saw come out of the House a couple months ago. So we're trying to really get people motivated and say, this is going to affect my livelihood. If you work in a healthcare industry, it's going to help affect my health. It's going to affect my access to women's healthcare services. So these are the stories that need to be told, and that's why we're convening various forums around the state to let these voices be heard, because here's the problem. Clearly, their representatives in Congress are tone deaf. They're not listening to these individuals, so we wanted to create a forum where these people will understand that we put a priority in the state of New York on their concerns and their health and well-being.
And this meeting will be held in Hudson, which, of course, is part of the district of John Faso. The Faso-Collins Amendment is of great concern to New York State and to Governor Cuomo. It would move the share of Medicaid now paid by the counties over to the state. What would that do to the state budget?
I have to tell you, as a former member of Congress, I've never seen anything like this, where someone who is sent to Washington to represent the people of their district, but also their state, is so willing to really stab a knife in our heart by saying, you know, you don't need this money. $2.3 billion. They're saying, turn off the spigot, give it to some other state, deny my own state this money. So there, of course, there's going to be consequences. How do you turn off that much money coming to the state of New York, which, by the way, the state of New York sends $48 billion more to Washington than we receive back in benefits. And now they're adding another $2.3 billion to hold in Washington and not send back to us. So what's going to happen? The taxpayers better beware, because if this goes through, the Faso-Collins Amendment, which they thought was such a clever way to get other Republicans to support what they knew was a bad bill back in March, it is going to have to result in more money coming out of the taxpayers. And we don't want to see that. The governor has been working tirelessly for 6-7 years to cut taxes for people, and now we're going to have to be stuck with this hole in our budget, $2.3 billion less, simply because they have a cheap political trick, and it's going to be a fraud perpetrated on the residents of their own districts. So they can anticipate seeing an increase in their very own taxes to help compensate for this, because where's the money going to come from? Because we are not planning to throw seniors out of nursing homes and deny women prenatal care and maternal care and people who are addicted to substance abuse, something that is plaguing the Hudson Valley and the entire state of New York, telling them they cannot get much-needed life-saving substance abuse services to help them kick the habit of opioid addiction. So we're not prepared to do that, but they need to know that if what their own representatives goes through, and they better pray it doesn't, there will be a consequence that people will have to see, they'll see on their tax bill. And that's a sad commentary on this. It's so unnecessary. It did not have to be this way. And they're going to own this.
For a number of years now, Assemblyman Richard Gottfried, a Democrat from Manhattan, has been pushing for a single-payer health care system in New York State. Could New York State eventually do that and just say, the heck with the federal program, we're just going to run our own health care system here?
I think right now we're just holding on for dear life to hold on to what we have. I mean, that's important. I mean, that's a conversation, certainly, that'll have its place. But right now, because so many people in the state of New York are in danger of losing what they have immediately today, I mean, we can't tell people to not die right now or not to have chronic illnesses or have diseases or grow old. We can't tell them they can't do this right now. So that's a conversation for later. But I'll tell you right now, we're going to be in a death spiral if we don't have this Senate bill stop dead in its tracks this very week. And we need people to step up and make sure that they understand that a place like New York, where over 7 million people are beneficiaries of this program, that we're going to have 2.7 million cut off immediately. And to what end? The Republican promise was to expand health care, to decrease premiums and expand more access. and they're absolutely doing the opposite of that. And for what purpose? To give a huge tax break to millionaires and billionaires to the tune of $37,000 on average tax break, which is more than many people's income in our state. That's the size of the tax break they'll get if this Senate bill goes through and is signed by the president, and that is a crime, that you take money from people who are sick, needy, our families, our children, our seniors, and to make sure that billionaires get another tax break. That's unconscionable, even by Washington standards.
New York Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul. The Capital Region Expert Panel on the AHCA will be held tonight at 6 o'clock at Hudson Hall, 327 Warren Street in Hudson.